WDJS Productions offers biblical teachings of God's Word for you. Our prayer is that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Fred, and I'm excited to preach the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence in Him. So get your hearts prepared and turn to your Bibles with me. We're at part 4 of religious denominations. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, it says, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through the covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You know, the word heresy there in that first verse, which is for 2 Peter 2:1, it says heresies. And what that heresy means, it's actually this. It is a willingness to choose, making a choice or having an option. It slipped into a mode of disunity, self-willed opinions, and independence. It's separated from the truth. By the way, every half-truth is a lie. And I have to ask myself, does my church, the church I attend, align itself with clear and complete teachings of the whole Bible? And let's turn to 2 Peter 3:1 through 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. And the word of God in 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. There are things that we're doing in our life, and even in the churches that we're visiting, we need to check in with God and see if we're truly walking in the Spirit and not being deceived by man's tradition, customs, traditions of man-made will, which are heresies opposite of and independent from the truth. And much the same in Isaiah 52:11. It says, depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's say I'm sitting in my church, the church building, and I don't know my giftings or my callings. I don't know how to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. I am not discipled according to the word of God, being established in those things in every good word and work. Then is this what I'm supposed to be? Okay, am I getting less than what I deserve as a child of God in the army of God? Am I not where I'm supposed to be? I have to pray and ask the Lord, what am I supposed to be doing, Jesus? If I really love the Lord, I will chase after Him. I will follow after Him. I will be obedient to Him. I can't call myself a Christian and not be a follower of Jesus Christ. That is what the term Christian means, a follower of Jesus. So if I'm a follower, I've got to be able to hear His voice. I must not only hear His voice, but then do what He tells me to do and say what He tells me to say. I must be equipped so that I will be no more like a child tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, the slight of the cunningness of man. That's Ephesians 4. You see, then we can be fitly joined together in one, as in the body of Christ, as members of the body of Christ. There is our unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is our strength. There I can walk with the Lord and with others in that true unity that dispels the darkness and brings forth the truth and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We who love Jesus Christ love the truth, but we know that His word is truth. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. We must believe the truth. And that truth we know, the Word of God alive within us who have received Jesus Christ. Now, we go down to 2 Thessalonians 3:6. It says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly," meaning not in the Spirit and not according to the Word of God. It says, "and not after the tradition which he received of us. For you yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you." The apostles set that form of godliness. They saw what it was of the Word of God of life. They saw and understood what they were to do because those were the teachings directly from Jesus Christ. We who are now in this time, in this age, are watering down the gospel. We're trying to make it feel good to one another rather than comfort by the Spirit and edification by the Word. If we need a strong rebuke, we need to have a rebuke to keep us in line so we'll have that plumb line of judgment so we won't walk astray. We won't be led astray. There are many voices now, many voices more than ever before. We're coming to a place of darkness as never before. Then we got to bring that light, and that light is the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. If there is division amongst the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, we have to see why are those divisions there. You know, division brings suspicion, competition, that lacks love and concern for the things of God and our fellow man. Do you see that amongst the churches? The ministerial associations, how often do they get together and pray and really hear from God of what to do in that community, that locale, that state, the whole nation? We hear many words of prophecy that come forth and everything is going to be swell and wonderful and great and everything. But do we ever hear the downside of things? Let me ask you something. Do I expect always to hear just a good thing from God, meaning that I'll never get corrected? But the Bible says that he chastised those sons that he loves. I know for me, and I know for you too, that we all have fallen short. And every day we have to fight against the flesh. We have to bring those things in our members under subjection. So there isn't anybody that's perfect except we be perfect in Christ Jesus. That means walking in the fullness, complete and mature. But then still, we will have our dark times. There will times those storms will come. But do we turn to God all the way? Do we turn to our Lord and Savior? Will we walk and follow him in those times? That means all the time, from now and forever. We are responsible again for what we do now and forever. Right now, let's turn. Let's turn our hearts toward him and let's repent. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent from all those things that we have done, that we're walking according to the flesh, even believing lies that we knew in our heart, Lord God, did not line up with your word. We are sorry, Lord. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, with our whole heart and full intent from our heart, Lord God. We turn to you with our minds, our will, Lord God, in our emotions. We come to you, Lord God, knowing that you will cleanse us now from all unrighteousness. Bring us to that place, Lord God, that high place where our feet are like hinds' feet, and where you set us in a large place that no man can snatch us out of your hand. Lord, we desire more of you today. We who are speaking and listening, Lord God, and agreeing with prayer, Lord God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, those who have not received Jesus Christ into their heart, into their life, and chosen you as Lord and Savior, Jesus, right now, we ask, Lord God, for you, please, Jesus Christ, come into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Convict us of our sin and that we need you as Lord and Savior. We choose this day to follow and serve you, Jesus. We know that you died on that cross. Your blood was shed for the remission of sin, so that we would have eternal life and salvation. So we turn to you, Lord Jesus, and say, Lord, save us And today, Lord, forevermore, we will serve you. You were raised from the dead. The true living God, Jesus Christ, live in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We choose you today. These things we say and we know, Lord God, as we confess that you are Lord and Savior. Right now, God, we bow before you. We submit and we will follow you all the days of our life. We love you, Lord Jesus. We'll follow you wherever you go, whatever you say to do. Your teachings are number one in our heart. We shall have a teachable spirit. We shall follow you and do all for you in your name, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, read your word. Be in the Spirit. Pray and hear the voice of God. Be taught according to the word. Be discipled as Jesus Christ discipled. We love you. I love you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Darlene, one of the nine. Nine of us author two books, Hutterites and Since We Told the Truth. Our first one, Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom, describes our testimonies of growing up in an overbearing religious lifestyle and our life-changing decision to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and escape from the oppressive Hutterite communities. After writing this first book, exposing the Hutterite lifestyle and our testimonies of finding freedom, we wrote our second book, Since We Told the Truth, Our Life Can Never Be the Same. We write about our lives now and offer a new perspective of our society of the United States and how to successfully overcome those challenges currently facing us with true solutions according to the Word of God. We're visiting Southern Wisconsin early April with two book events. The first one will be in Madison at the Barnes & Noble on April 2nd. We are going to be at the Mineral Point Road location from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The second event is on Saturday, April 4th, at the Barnes & Noble at the Southland Center in Racine. We will be there for the entire local author event from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And as part of the event, we will be giving a presentation between 2 and 3 p.m. These events are listed on our website. Visit us at www.the99.com. That's THENINE9.com. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for listening. And may the truth of the word cause you to prosper and be of great success, all to the glory of God. Receive the love and peace that Jesus Christ is offering you today. It's more simple than it seems. He's waiting for you. May God bless and keep you and yours.
May the Father of glory give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him and make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you for listening. For more teachings, visit wdjsproductions.com.